Throwing things away. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, a thought for tomorrow, a thought for every day. Throwing things away. As I was walking my meditation path this morning, I'm doing two swings around it, 2 hours on the meditation path each morning. It was a bright, crisp, lovely morning, and I was thinking, gee, we have a lot of clothes around this place that just have been sitting there for years and years and years, going back 10 years, sometimes 20 years, and not being used, and just sort of not cluttering up the place because nobody even pays attention to them, but they're there. Now, clothes that are there are a limitation. If you have a thought in your mind, and that thought is, I'm ugly, I'm not a pretty person, I'm not a happy person, you got that thought in your mind. And then somebody comes along and gives you $1 million. You say, wow, I'm a happy person, I'm lovely, but in the back of your mind, there's still that thought that you're not a happy person. And whenever you stop and, you know, come off the high of saying, I'm a millionaire, you know, you go back down to, I'm not a happy person. I have unhappy things going on in my life. I have things that I can't buy, things that money can't buy. Like, I lost a friendship because I was too quick in talking, too quick in saying something. I lost an opportunity to bless someone and support them on their path in life, and told my husband or my wife or my kids, get out of here, I don't ever want to see you again, you are terrible, you know, and I didn't mean it, you know, but I said it out of frustration, and absolute frustration, and I thought of only myself, and I didn't think what impact it would have on anybody else, and that's in my consciousness. Now, that sort of stuff needs to be thrown out. Now, how do you throw it out? You have no right to think about it. What's that? You have no right to think about it. You can't tell me I haven't got a right to think about something. You have no right to think about it. You see? See how that works? We defend to keep it, even though we don't want it. We defend to keep it, even though we have no right to think about it. If someone says we have no right to think about it, we're going to think about it because we've got a right to do anything we please. And we're going to do it even if it kills us. And you've heard that phrase. So, what do? We keep ourselves loaded with so much garbage, so much unhappiness, so much of an attitude of life that is not beneficial to us. We don't know what to do. Now, I was thinking about how I was disposing of my books that I'm not using anymore. Books that just fill my bookcase, and they're not me anymore. They're me years ago, but I've long since left that behind. Well, I've taken up most of those books and gotten rid of them. And a few of them stick their nose out every once in a while. Like The Science of Mind, beautiful, expensive Science of Mind textbook. When I was editor there, I had the best of everything, and I all had everything. And I'm not using it, but it's in my bookcase. And it's in my bookcase, it's in my heart, it's in my life. Now, can I give it away or throw it away? Am I against religious science? Am I against it? No, not at all. I'm just the new me. When are you ever going to grow up, Sylvia? You're still acting like a little girl. Still acting like you were when you were 13, you know, going around doing all this and that and the other thing. You're not 13 anymore. Well, how do we act like we're 13? We act like we're 13 when we are pouting, when we are feeling sorry for ourselves, when we are saying, I've got a right. And you see, as soon as, when you were a little child, you had no rights. You didn't pout over anything. You just did anything that wanted to please you, and you were happy. And if someone took it away, then you did something else. You didn't care. I pull Rex away from one thing, and he goes to another. Yeah. Rex is... Tongue and tiger, he wants to go and do something. He pulls on that leash, he pulls, and he pulled me right down and then dragged me along if I'd let him. And I say, nope. And I pull him, and I don't yank him, but I pull him, and I say, nope. and we go somewhere else, and he instantly forgets that. He instantly forgets it. He instantly lets it go. Now, if I were to let him have his way a number of times, I would have no control. And he would not be happy, because he would just be doing everything. You see, he wants to have someone who is a leader of him. He wants to have someone who is a master. And you want to have the someone who's a master of you. Me, you know. You want to have someone who's a master of you. You. But the thing is, you give up your control by going back and remembering old things. Do you remember when someone hit you and you're never going to have anything to do with them again? Do you remember when someone said a bad word to you and you're not going to have anything to do with them? You hate them? And then circumstances happen that you're forced to be together, and circumstances happen that you're forced to be in each other's company, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you start talking, and pretty soon you say, remember when you said that to me? Yeah, that was stupid, wasn't it? I really lost my temper and said something I shouldn't have said. I didn't mean that at all. You didn't? Oh, that's nice. All these years, I thought you meant it. All these years. Well, now, why don't we be in charge of ourselves and start giving up some of those old things? If you have any old clothes in your closet, those old clothes that you don't wear anymore, don't give them away. Throw them away. If you give them away, you right away want to think, who could wear them? Would somebody get benefit out of them? Would somebody enjoy? Dump them. We had beautiful blue jumpers that we wore during the School of the Master. How many years ago was that? My goodness, 10 years ago. And most of the time, when we put them on now, they don't feel good. We don't wear them. Well, get rid of them. And we have old clothes. And Ingeborg, she has pants that she used to wear when she was big, and she's thinned down. You're never going to get big again. You're never going to get. If you ever get big again, we'll buy you some new, bigger stuff. You know. But really, forget it. Get rid of all that stuff that you're not wearing. Me too. Me too. I should really go through all my closets and get rid of all those things. I wore a special suit that always was specially, always wonderful. It was just fantastic on me. It looked excellent when I had the figure for it. It was tailored to me. But now, I wore it to the wedding, and I look terrible.
That's not true. No. You looked very good.
So, see, someone else's opinion. You could tell me that, you know. You could come up and say, Herb, you look very good. Herb, you look wonderful. Herb, you're fantastic. Herb, you're a good-looking man. You know, you can say that once in a while.
You look very handsome.
You look very handsome.
Well, see, now I get it when I beg for it, you know. But the thing is, if you don't feel that you look good in it anymore, get rid of it. See, if you don't feel you get... Now, Sylvia, she hangs on to all the old things that she used to love, and she has a closet full of them and full of them and full of them, and she doesn't like them anymore, and she's now wearing new clothes and different clothes, and she still hangs on to those old clothes. They're not even good for rags. They're not even good for... If you have them for rags, every time you take out that rag of that piece of clothing, you're going to remember when you wore it. Don't do it. We don't need, even t-shirts we don't need for rags. We go to, Ellen is a very interesting person. She's very frugal, but she buys rags. She buys rags at the store, cleaning rags. She buys rags for wiping the glass, for wiping the table, for wiping the, but you see, she's class. But she hasn't totally let go of the old rags, because Ingeborg hangs on to them. Ingeborg sticks them in her panties. She walks out of here and shoves them in her panties so we won't know that she's done that. And then she goes to her bedroom and puts them in a drawer. And then Ellen, when Ellen helps her clean up her drawer, she finds these whole drawers, two, three, four drawers full of rags. And Ellen says, what's this for? Well, I need that sometime. Well, if you do, take a new one. Take a fresh one. I mean, we're not so poor that we have to use old rags. Well, every household uses rags. Every home uses... We are not every home. We are the ideal. We are the... We do not want to bring back memories of that shirt. That's the shirt you wore to the prom when you were 16, you know? My goodness sakes! You know? Forget it. Get rid of it. And if you have any beautiful books that are no longer you, you don't have time to read the books that are you. The new books, the books that you want to read. Get rid of all those old ones. Now, you laughed at me, and I laughed with you, but you laughed at me when I said, what year is our almanac? And you said, well, we have 2009, you know, 2009, and then we have 2008 and 2004 and 2003. What do we have those others for? If you want to look up something in the almanac, you always want to look it up in the latest almanac, don't you? Well, get rid of those other ones. In the trash. In the trash. Out. If you don't do that, then what happens? Then you're going to rely on them and depend on them. And if you're going to look into an old almanac and look where a nation is, and in an old almanac, a nation was one thing, and in a new almanac, a nation is another thing. They change. That's what life is all about. Now, do you want to be the ideal being, the ideal person? But if you are, then you are up to date. Then you are right up to date. You have only the latest clothing that you wear. You have only the latest shoes that you wear. You have only the latest socks that you wear, you know. If your socks are full of holes, get rid of them. You're not going to repair them. Always buy socks by the two or three dozen. And they're always the same. The sock will fit left or right. And then when the sock gets a hole, throw it away. And then whatever socks you got left over, you always got a hole of socks. And you don't have to worry about them. But think ahead, you know. It's not a matter of being old. When a sock has holes in it, it's old. Now, Grandma would always bend them. She'd always sew up the holes and stuff like that. Well, thank you so much, Grandma. Get the hell out of here. We don't want you in our world. We want to be modern. We want to be modern. We want to be up to date. We want to live with the new things. I don't want mended socks. I don't want mended underwear. I don't want mended whatever, you know. Like the woman, her bra split apart and sore, so she had to put another patch on it. So then she has three of them, and she says, I've only got two breasts and I got three pockets. Now what are we going to do? Well, you see, that's what happens. That's what happens. Get rid of, yeah, you laugh. Get rid of anything that is no longer being used, which is no longer you. Now, Sylvia, in the kindness of her heart, went to the store and bought me some green celery. And she bought this green celery, and she bought it, how many days ago? Three or four days ago. And it's still green. I went to the store 2 weeks ago, and I bought some, I must have been 2 weeks ago or better, I bought some yellow celery, maybe 4 weeks ago.
5 months ago.
5 months ago, and I bought some yellow celery. And I've been eating that yellow celery. And that yellow celery is still as crisp and beautiful as it was when I bought it, because I keep it in a sealed container, you know. It's really nice. It doesn't get moldy. It doesn't get anything. It's wonderful. But now, the green celery is still green. I'm sorry?
Green is fresh and yellow. It's yellow gold.
It's supposed to be green.
Yes, to be healthy.
Well, maybe I got to learn how to be healthy, huh? But I liked the yellow, because the yellow tasted very good, and the green was so hard, it had so many strings in it all the time. The yellow had strings in it, but they weren't so hard, you know. They were old, I guess. Well, anyhow, sorry, Sylvia.
It's all right, Dirk.
I pick on you for something that you, out of the kindness of your heart, did right.
You said that already.
Yeah. But we should throw out those things that are no longer beneficial to us, no longer wonderful to us. And when we do that, wonderful things happen. Now, do you have the ability to do that? If I go through your bookcase, am I going to find some other philosophy that you're not living up to today? Am I going to find Deepak Chopra in there? Am I going to find Ernest Holmes in there? Am I going to find the Fillmores in there? Mm-hmm. Am I going to find all sorts of different people in there? There's nothing against them, but you're living a different philosophy. Now, Stephen Stressley has written us a lovely letter, and it's not so much what he wrote, but Anita wrote, she attended Stephen's talks. And Stefan is just brilliant and beautiful. But Stefan's brilliant and beautiful not because he's Herb Byerly, not because he's somebody else, not because he has textbooks by somebody else, but because he's Stefan Strathley, because he lives what he believes and what he is. Now, if we can learn by that, we'll gain a beautiful lesson. Mm-hmm. Be yourself and have fun. Isn't that what our motto is?
Right.
Our credo is, be yourself and have fun. And if you are yourself and have fun, it's not doing what somebody else says. I am so amused so often. I say to you, okay, now we're going to take all of the silverware and take it off the table and just have spoons. And you say, well, Herb, you said that a couple of years ago. Is that going to be, is that still current? And I said, take all the silverware off the table. We're just going to use spoons. But Herb, you said that back at the School of the Master. You said that here. You said that there. Take all the spoons off the table. Take all the cutlery off the table. Just leave the spoons on the table. But Herb, what are you doing?
Fighting.
You're living in the past. You're living in the past. If I say to you, Sylvia, stop. And Sylvia says, I see no reason to stop. And then she runs over a rattlesnake. And she says, I didn't want to kill that rattlesnake. I didn't want to do it. But you didn't stop when I told you to. What's the matter? You have something against me telling you what to stop? You have something against me telling you any type of instruction? You know, you all do. You all do. And if I say stop, stop. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. We all have to be very, very careful what we do, because it's so easy to get ourselves in trouble when we are not paying attention, when we have not let go of the past. The thing is, you objected to your father and mother when they told you to stop. You objected to anybody in the world who tells you to stop. You're going to do it yourself. And that's tough. That's tough. If you're here, this is the Absolute Monastery. This is a school. That's what we have a sign that says here. So, Sylvia, take all your old clothes and get rid of them. Now, Sylvia didn't say immediately, yes. She started thinking, what old clothes does she have? I didn't ask you to think of what old clothes you have. I said, Sylvia, get rid of all your old clothes and
get
rid of them. And she didn't say yes.
Okay.
She started thinking about it. What old clothes does she have? That's what is she going to get rid of, you know? But that's not what I asked her, was it?
No, that's true.
And you see, when you can start living beautifully in the now, you will be so fantastic. But part of it is getting rid of the old, getting rid of the aged. Now, do we have any equipment around here that doesn't work anymore? How many computers do we have around here that don't work? How many printers do we have around here that don't work and we aren't going to use them anymore? How many cars do we have around here that don't work and we aren't going to use them anymore?
No.
Well, the cars all work.
No.
Yeah, the cars all work. We got rid of the ones that didn't work. But the cars all work. Now, how about, how many people do we have around here that don't want to work? All work. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, then we've cut down the things we have to throw out. But do go through your closets and be devilish about it. You know, just be bearish about it. Throw out the things that you just don't wear, you just don't like, and that aren't you. And don't say a thing to anybody. Don't ask for permission. Because if you ask for permission, somebody will say, oh, well, you, you know, just do it. Now, I have in the Shangri-La garage or barn about four or five mine. But we have about 10 from the university. We have old sleeping bags in there. Now, do you know anybody who's going to sleep in a sleeping bag up here anymore? Especially if we want to sleep in the sleeping bag. Well, out with them. Do we have the old sheepskin sheep's. And are we ever going to use them again? Out with them. They're beautiful.
No.
Now, you say, well, we should give them to the Salvation Army or something. No, out with them. The minute there's a middleman, then they don't go.
Yeah.
Out. And just a few every day, you know.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
more, the better. But every day, move it, move it, move it, move it, move it.
Yeah.
Now, those big round... I'm sorry? I'm sorry?
You put that all on there.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? But this is for everybody.
Okay.
This is for everybody. Now, the big barrels that we had all stuff in it, out. And Gertrude left a whole bunch of stuff here. Well, Ellen says, we can't throw that out. Well, I tell Gertrude, give away the stuff that I left with you. Give it to your sons or something if you wish, you know, or out, or throw it out, you know. But the thing is, whenever we go, I always carry the clothes I want to wear. And usually something nice and new. And you always do that too. Nah, Ellen. Ellen says, old frugal herb. But really, get rid of the old and watch how good your world feels when you haven't got that burden.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, yes.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I am ready.